Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
We made it halfway through the week to hump day.
Close enough. You can just call it Friday.
I mean, I'm here for it. I don't know about you. The rain, though, is a little different.
I wasn't about that life, but better than something else.
Have you turned on your... Well, no, you haven't turned on your air. That'd be crazy at this point.
No, no.
I did for like 5 minutes the other day when it got hot because it was too hot in my house and there was no wind and I had the windows open.
Yeah.
But then immediately it got chilly at night, and I shut it all back down and opened the windows. And that was it.
We live too close to the lake, so we get that nice lake breeze.
Oh, I thought you were saying that nice lake smell.
Oh, that too. Definitely that too. But no, that lake breeze keeps us like a good, honestly, sometimes 10 to 20 degrees cooler than whatever you get on this side.
Wow.
Really?
That's a lot.
But like on the day that it was like 70?
I used to live downtown. I remember driving from work back to home, and the second I would go down the ramp at Jackson Van Buren, I would feel the difference in the air if my window was down. I'd
shift
be like,
change.
Whoa, that just cooled down. Okay.
I mean, think about it. The other day when it almost hit like 70, 80 over here, it was only about 50, 60 by me.
Which is why Summerfest is always chilly.
Ooh,
you
yes.
leave the suburbs and you got to have a jacket.
You got to have a light jacket. at least a shacket. You know, a little shirt jacket. Get your shirt jacket on.
Oh, man. Well, we got a lot going on the show today, DZ. You know this.
Yeah.
We are bringing NF to Fiserv Forum on May 8th, less than a month away. We're giving you tickets at 7 a.m.
You're welcome.
For that one, exactly. And we're also giving you Pete Davidson tickets first thing this morning. So don't go anywhere because... could be in the next 10 minutes or less.
Ooh, look at the clock.
In fact,
it
is in the next 10 minutes or less. Don't go anywhere.
You know what I'm saying.
Let's
something
go.
Like that.
103.7. KISS FM. Good morning. All right, 103.7 KISS FM. We have got to give away these Pete Davidson tickets before we get to the question of the day.
I mean, do we got to?
Yes, we've got to. He's coming to the Riverside Theater. Yes, DZ. And he's not allowed to skip these.
No, bad. It was asking for some like random consensus.
Fair enough. He's going to be in town June 13th at the Riverside Theater. So less than 2 months away, Pete Davidson. Probably going to be a really funny show. And we're sending you. So caller 30. How about right now? You call 414-533-1037. You're going to be seeing Pete Davidson at the Riverside Theater on June 13th. Good luck starting the morning off right, winning
Wampa winning.
103.7 Kiss FM. No whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me. That's right, whip your loving on me. On me, 103.7 Kiss FM. It is time to give away these Pete Davidson tickets. And Kaylee's in New Berlin this morning. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What are you up to?
Jinx.
No, I finished the sentence.
Jinx. Kaylee.
What you doing this
why
morning,
why are you
Kaylee?
Up so early is what we want to know.
I start work at 6:30.
Where do you work, can you say?
It's a marketing company downtown.
Okay.
Oh, fair enough. Do your thing.
Well,
boss.
We better get you moving here then. If you got to be at work at 6:30, you are 2 minutes out. Can you tell them, hold on, because we need to get some more info from you?
We're more important, duh.
Yeah.
Tell them that's fine. Tell them you're going to Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I'm excited. June 13th, you got plans.
You do have plans. You and a friend going to see him at Riverside Theater. So we hope you have a great time, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Kaylee, hold on. I got to get more info from you, but you go into work and just have me on hold. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Just keep us on your headphones for a little bit.
Pull up the Odyssey app or something. We're going to do the question of the day. I'll be right back.
Hold on, Kaylee.
So there you go. Pete Davidson tickets for Kylie and in New Berlin, but downtown right now going into work.
Yeah,
has to be there by 6:30.
Good to work.
Seriously. All right. You ready for the question of the day?
I don't know if I ever am, but
yeah. Knock it off. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Ooh, you want to go deep or you want to go shallow?
Let's go deep today. Why not?
Oh, you want to go deep today?
Yeah, I'm feeling the depths of the deepness.
Well, let me just turn the page on that one then. Let's go deep.
Oh, you were going to go light?
No, I don't want to go light either. But I want it to be, if you're going to say let's go deep, that means DZ's ready to tell everything.
What's up? Talk to
which
me.
Which means I really, really want to go deep with that one. Oh, I was looking for an even better one now.
Come on.
Okay. You don't want me to go this deep.
I don't care. No questions off the table, dog.
Would you rather be hated or forgotten, DZ? Would you, if you had to be one, would you rather be hated or forgotten?
I'd rather be forgotten.
You would?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care to be hated. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But who actually likes to be hated?
Some people, they're weird.
I guess, sure.
They like attention.
But I'd rather somebody...
they run for president. Those people love to be hated.
Ah, got it.
Those are the people. I can paint the picture. There are people.
But no, for real, like, I don't think that I would necessarily care to be hated. To be completely honest, I'd rather somebody forget me. See me 10 years, you know, from now, walking down the street and go, oh, snap, that's DZ.
Oh, versus like...
that's DZ.
They see you on the street and they can't stand you.
And they try to swing on me, man.
You're just worried about getting hurt randomly on the street.
I'm not trying to walk around fighting people, man.
Would you rather be hated or forgotten? That is... Because that's the thing. People are so worried about their legacies.
Yeah, sure.
That people just don't want to be forgotten.
When who am I hated by?
Right. I don't know.
Am I hated by family, friends, strangers? Like, that all pays a part.
Your family hates you. Imagine that.
Right.
Your whole family can't stand you.
I'd rather them forget me.
Yeah. Pretty much. You're right. Never mind. That was... Maybe this question sucks.
No.
Who wants to be hated?
I like the depth of this question because you are 100% right. Some people thrive off of that troll energy and like to be negative.
And a lot of people are afraid when they die, it's the end, mm-hmm. and there's nothing else. And that's why religion and all these things are so important. So that you have the faith. That's why I'm saying being forgotten for a lot of people freaks people out.
A lot.
They don't want to think it's over when they die.
Why do you think we get headstones? So that people mark our graves and know where we are so we don't get forgotten.
So the question could be, what if, do you want a gravestone or not? Do you want somebody to give you a funeral or not?
Hard lateral.
Would you be hated or forgotten?
Would you rather be hated or forgotten, Allie?
I joke. If I said hated, I think it'd be a joke because I don't want that kind of reputation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I can be a real pain in the butt, but I don't really want to be hated.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'd rather be strong
and
assertive than hated.
And not to mention, we're loving individuals. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's a loving individual. Some people thrive in that negativity. In that black space.
That's true. A lot of people. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And we all know those people.
Every story needs a bad guy.
414-533-1037. So the question is, would you rather be hated or forgotten? I want somebody who's going to actually call in and say hated.
Say it with your chest. Yeah. No, me too.
Like, no, for real. Don't forget about me. Seriously. You can text or you can call. Somebody said forgotten easily. Dang.
We'll see what everybody says.
Somebody said narcissists love it.
they might love to be hated.
Well, narcissists do love to be hated.
Right.
Yeah, it's attention. Boom. Intention is attention with a narcissist.
Is a narcissist narcissistic enough to call or text and tell us, though?
Let's go, please. We'll talk to you next.
We about to turn the mansion out, and we can do it with the cameras out.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question of the day had the phones hot this morning. Look at this. Hey. Would you rather be hated or forgotten? Let's just start with Lindsay and Jefferson this morning because we were like, nobody's going to say hated. Yeah, right.
We thought.
Yeah, right. Hi, Lindsay. Good morning. Wow, wait, Lindsay, we had to dust off your theme song?
Yeah, we did.
Is that how long?
I know.
Girl, mm-hmm. Lindsay, what the hell? Where have you been?
I was going to be nice and not say nothing, but all right.
I forgot she had a theme song. That's how long it's been.
Look at all this dust in here.
Lindsay, girl.
I've just been a lurker.
Well, you were forgotten. So if you
Whatever.
Good morning, Lindsay.
No, Lindsay, for real. You want to be hated or forgotten?
I want to be hated.
Why?
Because, okay, if I am truly, authentically myself and I stand up for what I believe in,
yes.
I am going to tick some people off and they are going to hate me naturally.
Fair.
So I would rather be hated because that means that I am truly and authentically 100% Lindsay.
Or it means that you're speaking your mind,
right.
Which means,
yes.
But I do agree with her, what she's saying, because there are people that are themselves that don't speak their opinion that much.
I was going to say, but then does that mean anybody who's forgotten isn't speaking up for themselves,
maybe.
Then, Lindsay? Is that how you feel, or what?
That's how I feel, yeah, because I feel like if you're complacent and not wanting to speak up when you disagree with someone, like, people aren't going to remember you because you're not...
Well, they won't respect you, and they'll be bored with you, and there's no...
Yeah, it's like, okay, whatever.
That's a hard spin.
Whereas, like, remember the people that are, like, I was gonna...
Oh, no, she's cutting out. This is going bad. Sorry, Lindsay, you're cutting out.
Man.
Yeah, hold on. Don't worry. It's okay. There's other people that want to be hated, too, and we're going to get to them.
She said hated.
We're going to get to
them. Appreciate the call, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Bye, Lindsay.
Right, bye.
Let's go to Ebony. I want to talk to Ebony in Milwaukee because Ebony as well was not afraid to say she wants to be hated. Hi, Ebony.
Hey, girl.
Morning.
Hey. Uh-oh. There's my girlfriend energy.
We got a firecracker. I can hear it all.
Yeah.
Morning, Ebony. Talk to us.
Good morning, DZ. Listen. Hate me, because I'm not out here working hard, doing all this stuff to leave a legacy behind so people don't forget me. And then on top of that, it's like, when I was a people pleaser, I was really forgotten about because people were used to me people pleasing. But the minute you stand up for yourself and you set yourself apart from everybody else and all the yes people, of course you're going to be hated. But at least at the end of the day, you can sleep better.
Some people don't sleep better being hated, Ebony, but we do. Ebony and I
honey, I'm getting a full 8 hours being hated, you know?
Ebony said, I might get a ninth. You never even know. I might be sleeping real good.
My Apple Watch said I slept just fine last night.
Exactly.
Ebony came in and said, you can hate me now.
Y'all don't have to hate me, but remember everything I done did.
But I won't stop now.
There really is something to speaking up about your opinions and your thoughts and sticking up for yourself and people not liking that. They're rubbing feathers the wrong way, you know? But being remembered.
Yeah, because it's easier to entertain people with the idea of you being okay with everything that they do. But the minute you want to call out their bad intentions or what they're doing, their habit, then all of a sudden, then it turns into, oh, well, I don't like you anymore.
Nah, you're
well, you don't like me because I'm being honest with you.
It's called accountability. People don't like that, including me sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Depends on the day, but you know.
Listen, we don't like to look in the mirror. We just like to show it to people.
That part.
Okay. Look. Come on out. Thank y'all. Y'all have a beautiful morning.
You too, Ebony. We got to talk to you again. Have a great
day. Please call back.
I'm going to call back every day. Time.
Let's get your theme song. Dude. Day one, Ebony. Day one. Have a good one.
All right, goodness. Thank you.
Bye.
She was a delight.
On fire. She was amazing.
Man, I want to pull up Kelly in Sussex just because it's a special day for her.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. She's pregnant. Did you hear?
What?
Yes. She's pregnant.
Kelly, talk now.
Hey, let's not start rumors.
She's not. It's her birthday.
Oh.
She's not pregnant at all, I don't think.
We going to knock on some wood for you, Kelly, but happy birthday and good morning.
Happy birthday. You want to be hated or forgotten? I can't picture you wanting to be hated, Kelly.
Not on your birthday.
Come on.
I was torn with this one, but I think I would want to be... hated.
Liar. No
she even
way.
Said that Midwest nice. She said, no. I think
she's hated. So nice. You're so nice, though, Kelly.
I didn't see this coming.
I know, but I would like to know that I left an impact on someone's life and they remembered me.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Fair.
That's good. Yeah.
And that's a good point. So we'll leave you with this. Happy birthday. Have a great day, Kelly.
Thank you.
We have one more person to pull up after you, okay?
Okay, have a great day.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Next up is the sauciest of saucy. We don't have a lot of time, but you know, I already know which way she's going. It's Saucy Sandra. Can you see her being I Want to Be Forgotten?
Hey there. Hey, my friends. Yeah. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Okay, really?
Saucy definitely wants to be forgotten
for
over hated.
Sure.
Guaranteed. No question. No question.
Okay. You know what? You had to love me at one point in order to hate me, so I'd rather be hated.
Hey, yo, that's a way to take it, Saucy.
You just gave me the line of the day and we're done.
I think, did you just mic drop it?
Wow. Thanks, Saucy.
Mic drop.
Great.
Back.
Wow.
Next. You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right. You had me at gossip. What's the problem?
That's the problem.
The gossip.
Gossip and rumors. That's the problem. Exactly.
Let's hear about it.
CJ hit us up and has got an ex spreading rumors about him lately, right? And this is what he said. So my ex and I dated for less than a year before things went south and we broke up. We're both in our mid-20s. She was a little high maintenance, if I'm being honest, which I was okay with. But she was also genuinely toxic and liked to pick fights with me for no real reason, just to argue.
Ugh.
I did my best to talk to her.
Never been there.
Explain. No.
Never been in relationships where they pick fights for no reason.
I did my best to talk to her, explain. I don't like to fight for no reason or entertain negative energy. We can't.
Yeah. Sorry.
We can just say it didn't get received. I'm just thinking about you, bro.
I know, because I'm in so many wacky situations. Go on.
I got you. But CJ said, we can just say that it didn't get received how I expected. And after trying enough, we broke up roughly a month ago.
Mm.
Now, since, I've been hearing trash nonstop from people that we both know.
Did I write this? Did somebody else write this for me?
From what I heard, did you write it anonymously, dog?
All I heard was there was a relationship, they were picking fights, and then it ended, and then they were talking nonstop badly.
So from what I've heard, she's been calling me arrogant, narcissistic, said I've gaslit her the whole time, never respected her, borderline abusive behavior. Now she's going in, bro. That and that is not me, CJ said, all caps.
What are you trying to do to me? I'm sweating now. This is hysterical. It's not funny, but it is.
CJ goes on to say, I'd ask her to please stop, but she's got me blocked on everything. Now, my concern is that she won't stop, and that's what I need her to do. People that I know and that know me understand that these are lies, but anyone else could believe it and shape their opinion right. of me negatively from negative words.
Right. Okay, I got it. He's worried she's talking smack.
He wants to get her to stop before things get worse.
People are going to hear something bad about him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Something and blasphemy too. Lies.
I couldn't stop giggling because I've been in this situation, but the guy was actually just a true person who really didn't believe all the bad things about himself, and he really was just not a good person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the toxic girl.
Yeah.
He's saying she's all toxic. She's the problem. That's why I started giggling.
And he got out. He tried to talk to her and go like, this ain't it for right. me. And it didn't work. So it was like, all right, yeah. we're clearly breaking up. And now she's going around saying he was the worst.
Yeah.
Arrogant, narcissist, basically borderline abusive to some degree. And CJ's going, what? Now he's hearing this on the back end.
He's going, I have no idea what I did. I didn't do anything.
Can't even reach out to her to go, please stop. Mm-hmm. You're tarnishing my image mm-hmm. because she got him blocked. She's la toxica, the toxic one. She's straight la toxica.
Right. But wait, if she blocked him, isn't that like, shouldn't he be happy then?
Yes or no.
I mean, technically.
It'd be one thing if she blocked him and kept his name out her mouth.
Mm.
That's not what she's doing.
I'm laughing because I block people and I still talk smack. That's why I can't even
you can't do that.
I can't say anything, DZ.
You can't, bro. If you're gonna block somebody, it's gotta be the end of that. It's really gotta be it. Block means we have no contact. We don't speak. We don't acknowledge one another. You're blocked for a reason.
Sweating, but this is because I've been in many toxic relationships and you're triggering the hell out of me. And this is not about me, for sure.
You.
So let's talk for real about this couple. So she's the toxic one, he's saying. He doesn't really know he got out of it, but she now will block him and talks badly about him.
They broke up, she blocked him, and is now tarnishing mm-hmm. his image by talking trash and lying on his name.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what should he do? What do you think he should do?
I'll tell you next.
Oh, you're going to make me wait?
I'm going to make you wait.
Dang it. All right. We also want to know what you guys would do next, too. So 414-533-1037. What should he do about his toxic ex?
Mm-hmm.
Who won't stop talking badly about him and gossiping.
Spreading them rumors.
Seriously, let's give away some NF tickets first.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I'm sorry if I was derailing the whole show, but thank God somebody texted in and said, just wanted to say you two giggling during the segment's making my whole morning. Phew.
Good.
Both your laughs are infectious. Ha. Huh.
We almost forgot what we was talking about.
Thank you for keeping our mornings fun. You're welcome. I was worried.
We got you in my
giggly state there.
And for anybody that thought our laughs were annoying, well, we weren't laughing for you.
They're only annoying sometimes. So the problem today is that JC, right?
CJ.
CJ.
Same thing.
Wrote in.
Still witness protection.
It's better than saying BJ. Which is now a restaurant on Blue Mount. But he had an issue with his ex.
Yeah, CJ and his ex dated for less than a year. Mm-hmm. When they broke up, you know, he was like, all right, thankfully this toxicity
is over. He thought she was toxic. They break up.
And no, it wasn't over because now she's spreading rumors, but he can't get to her because she's got him blocked everywhere. So he wants to know how to get the rumors to stop.
Mm, right? He wants her to stop talking badly.
Exactly.
What's your advice?
He's got to stop, drop, and roll. He's on fire and he can't entertain
it. Stop, drop, and roll.
For real. No,
what do you mean?
Hear me out, bro. She wants him to entertain her still. That's why he's got her blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's why she's got him blocked, excuse me. That's why she's spreading rumors. She wants him to find her so that she can try to win him back, do something crazy. If she really is toxic, she's probably thinking toxic ways.
Oh, right.
You hear me?
If she's
toxic,
she wants him to come around the block. We talked about this on the show.
Spin the block.
The narcissists love it when you go around the block.
So she's really... when she said, he's been gaslighting me this whole time. He never respected me. He was borderline abusive, narcissistic, and arrogant. She was talking about herself.
Mm.
Just saying that it was you the one doing it. So that you'd hear it and go, what the... What are you doing, girl? You need to stop. Like, come face to face. Because she knows that you can't reach out through text, through IG, through whatever, because you're blocked. So you got to come see her face to face to get her to stop. And then she's going to try to loop you in. Bro, you just got to stop it. She'll dwindle off.
I don't know. I never blocked anyone I wanted to come up to my face.
Think about the toxics, though, bro. Think about
You're right. The real core toxics.
The ones that want to be hated.
You're right.
Don't care to be forgotten. They want to be hated. Those.
The back and forth.
She wants that face-to-face interaction. So what I say is CJ has got to let it dwindle. It's going to hurt. It's going to be annoying, and you might lose some friendships out of it, but the real going to be there. But you can't entertain. You got to just dismiss and forget, big dog.
I was going to say the same thing. You have to just disassociate and wait until it's over, because somebody texted in, you can't stop a narcissist from lying. That's true.
That's the only answer for me.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not going to stop her.
You're not going to stop her, but you're not the one that's going to save her, and you're not going to help her. Maybe you thought for the first part of your relationship, you could be the healthy part of her.
And you realize you couldn't,
and she's the toxic one, and you're done.
And you don't want to entertain that.
And you don't have time to evolve with them.
You don't need that back in your life. You don't want that back in your life. You want it to stop, but you can't let it get to you, big dog. It might be the next 6 months where she's slandering your name. That's my only go-to. Mm-hmm. You got to ignore her by any means necessary.
Right. Well, Amanda in Racine is on the phone. She said she has a lot to say.
Oh, does she not?
Amanda!
Good morning.
Somebody said hater talk. Okay. She's just a fan. That's funny.
She might be obsessed with you, man.
Maybe.
Either way, you don't need this. You all broke up for a reason.
Yeah. Amanda, what do you think?
I actually agree with DZ on this one.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta let them go. And, you know, people are going to say things regardless. Mm-hmm. And I've been through it with a lot of family members saying a lot of lies. Mm. And it's like, you can't convince them. They're going to say what they're going to say. Yep. You just don't listen to it.
Yeah.
You know who you are at the end of the day.
Somebody said
it's be you.
Straight up defamation at this point. Honestly, get a lawyer if he can afford it. I mean, that's a whole nother.
Okay.
That's really a lot.
I thought that, right? Like, oh, lawyer up, sue her, tell her to stop, get a restraining order, whatever. But that sounds like way too much.
Well, toxic people hate it when you also won't engage with them. When you refuse, because they can't control you anymore, right?
Yeah.
So that's part of the core of some of that, is that I can't control you and you're not engaging with me and now I'm going crazier. So, like, get away.
Yeah.
Controlling and abusive, all that goes together, you know?
It's almost like projection. Isn't that going to make it worse for CJ before it gets better then? Because she's going to feel like, oh, she's even distancing more.
Maybe. But I would just turn the other way.
Get through the storm. You'll be okay.
Just weather the storm, Amanda says.
Exactly.
I was going to say, too, otherwise, if that doesn't work, just move to another state like I did. I moved to Wisconsin.
If all else fails, CJ, run.
Amanda, move.
Get out of here. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
YouTube,
people hate this girl. They're like, let that goofy be. She's your ex for a reason.
That part.
Somebody else texted in and said, my sister tells people bad things about all of her exes also. She made an ex believe that it was his insecurities that made him think her getting flirty texts and pics from other guys wasn't normal.
Toxic.
She tried to convince him it's very normal for all women to get texts like that all the time.
That's toxic.
Sounds like this guy is also a narcissistic liar that has to make her image look good to make him look bad. She's playing the victim. Maybe I misread that, but you get what I'm getting with that one. This guy's ex,
CJ doesn't need these problems. CJ, let her go away.
Pretty much. Good advice today.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that
are. Oh, so you get to have a baby and you don't care anymore? Is that what happens, DZ?
That's not. Then nobody
Rude.
Said that.
I said that. 103.7 Kiss FM.
So who's ever said you have a baby and you stop caring?
Me.
I thought it was you have a baby and you care more.
I'm kidding. The baby has nothing to do with this. Danny's perfect. How old's Danny now?
5 months. Five months just the other day on the 13th. He's not a newborn anymore.
I got to come see that kid.
You're not going to recognize him.
I will, because he looks just like Sammy. So I will recognize him. He looks like your other kid. Your 2-year-old.
True.
But I feel like you've given up on our game because you're a new parent to a baby now. You have two, and you're overwhelmed, in fairness, because you have two. I've been there.
It's been busy.
I've been there with two under two for the... There is not under, but you get the gist. Two under three.
It's
a nightmare. But it's a beautiful thing at the same time.
It's a wonderful experience, but it is time-consuming and tedious.
And if you lose your mind, it's allowed.
And not to mention... attention. You know, the stuff with the Bucks has the in-game host. Mm-hmm. That splits my attention.
Yep.
Obviously, there's other responsibilities here on KISS FM that split my attention.
You have jobs.
So maybe, Allie, I have dismissed a little bit of our game.
So you don't care anymore. But just admit it.
Don't tell me I don't care.
I get to take the money and I get to leave. That's false. What I hear.
False, because I'm just looking leisurely. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we've got a game called Find the Five
and
going
DZ
on.
And DZ gave up on it. He quit.
I did not.
He quit, everybody. I hid the $5 a month ago and you haven't even looked. And the funny thing is, it's right in front of your face. And when you did look a month ago, you were looking and it was right in front of your face. I watched you look a month ago. Because if you don't know the story, and most people do, but if you come in and out of the show, you might not know. One time I bought DZ bacon.
Like a year ago.
We ordered DoorDash, and he tried to give me $5, and I said, stop it, keep your $5. And he instead put it in my purse.
Tried
so we started
it.
Hiding the $5. I said, well, I'm going to hide it. And then he found it, and now he hid it for me, and now it's a game.
Right.
And it's always hidden in the studio. It's a $5 bill. It is not up high, because that's too much work, and we need ladders.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dangerous.
We do have a lot of things up high, like bobbleheads,
mm-hmm.
Bucks posters, mm-hmm. my Wisconsin State Fair cream puff eating champion trophies. Yeah, I said it. Both of them.
Gotta mention those.
Both of them. Thank you very much. We've got Brewers pom-poms. I mean, we've got everything
There's
in this
decorations
room.
Everywhere to paint the picture.
So, but they're nothing up high.
Yeah.
So you've only got to look at eye level or below in the studio.
Which is still a lot of stuff, though.
The money can't leave the studio.
No, it has to stay in the confines of this room.
Which means... it's here, and it's been here, and I've checked 3 times to make sure the $5 is still hidden where I put it. I didn't even think I hit it that hard.
And you
looked right past it every time you looked.
And here, you've told me before that it is hidden in front of my face. So I have looked in front of my face tons around. I've re-looked in the same location. Mm-hmm. So cap for you to tell me that I've given up and not looked.
You gave up.
I just haven't torn this place apart like I need to, clearly.
Well, time's running out. We need to have a time limit on Find the Five. And I don't know what that is.
How long has it been? It's been over a month. I know that.
Then the game just ends.
No.
There has to be a limit to if you don't find it by a certain... We haven't had this problem yet because usually we care.
Here, rule edition.
Okay, we're adding a rule to Find the Five. What is it?
There has to be a concession by whoever is looking. I have to say, I'm giving up. You win this round.
Fine, then new rule. Then I have a new rule.
What?
You have to try if you're going to pull that.
I am trying!
When was the last time you looked?
This morning.
Where?
I looked under my keyboard. Mm-hmm. I looked under my little laptop mm-hmm. thing. I looked in between my microphone. Mm-hmm. I looked over at that table over mm-hmm. there that we got that we put our stuff on. Mm-hmm. I've looked around my chair. Mm-hmm. I just haven't looked hard enough, clearly.
Well, clearly you didn't, because you looked right at it again.
Really?
And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my.
You just told me all the areas you looked. You're looking right at it. Unbelievable.
Man, forget this. I don't even care about being on there. I'm looking
for
this.
It's not under your chair.
Well, now I'm looking everywhere
again. I mean, I feel
like
I could tell you because you're so bad at this game now.
I don't care to know.
You used to be good at this.
I don't want no tips.
When did you get so bad at Find the Five, DZ?
See, now you're making me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry.
I know DZ. He's an athlete, and I know how to get him going. Tell him he can't do something like me, and he's going to find it. So, we'll be back with Am I the Jerk in 3 minutes, and we'll see.
No, we're not. Oh, no, I'm going to find this $5.
We're going to see if you find it in the next few minutes.
All right, bet. Say less. I got things to do.
Good luck. You're going to need it. He failed, but that's okay, because we have something better to talk about.
I didn't fail, I just haven't succeeded yet.
You're right, I shouldn't talk about you like that. We're a team. You're doing great, bud. You're doing great.
Thanks, fam.
You got this.
Liar.
DZ did not find the $5 during that song,
yet.
But he looked a lot. Mm. I do want to remind you guys, before we get into Am I the Jerk this morning, today's the last day to win tickets to the playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks. On Sunday at Pfizer, we're playing the Pacers, we're going to win.
Yeah.
And we have a pair of tickets to the playoffs. Everybody wants these tickets.
Yes.
1037kissfm.com. Just go enter to win when you get to work or when you're not driving. Do that today before midnight. Good luck. Let's do Am I the Jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, AJ wants to know if he's the jerk today for leaving his girlfriend in France.
Christmas protection program, I see.
AJ and... is the headline for me.
You got the giggles today.
Am I the jerk for leaving my girlfriend in France? I'm sorry, that sounds funny, but it's not, okay?
I don't know what he means by that, though. That's the thing.
Well, here's what he said. Allie and DZ, my girlfriend of 2 years and I planned a two-week vacation to France. I paid for the flights and hotels, everything, because I make more than she does, and I wanted this to be a stress-free trip for both of us.
Sure.
Everything was great until the last day when she tells me she wants to stay longer to find herself and think about our relationship without me.
Oh, in France.
She didn't discuss it with me beforehand, and I was totally blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
I was hurt and told her if she feels she needs more time, then she should also be independent financially during that extension of her trip.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be paying for her new return ticket whenever she decides to come back, and now she's calling me the jerk and saying I'm unsupportive and selfish, and some of our friends are saying I'm a jerk for leaving her stranded in a foreign country without financial help.
Stranded?
Am I the jerk for refusing to pay for her new plane ticket home after she chose to extend her trip without any heads up?
I got so many immediate thoughts. Many immediate thoughts.
Is AJ the jerk for leaving his girlfriend in France?
No. No, he's not.
No?
Hey, listen, I don't know what she's got to find, who she wants to find, herself, apparently, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to do that after we just spent 2 weeks together on a vacation in a foreign land, mind you, I'm immediately...
There's no way you're leaving your girl in France. I know you. There's no way.
I'm married.
That's what I mean. There's no way you're leaving her.
There's no way I'm leaving. But I also don't see any way that my wife, or if, say, we did this before we got married, my then girlfriend is going to go, I think I want to stay for an extra week to find myself. You can't. You want to do that stateside? I'll give you a couple weeks back in Wisconsin. If that's the thing, I'll give you time once we get back. But if you're trying to stay on my dime, that ain't it. It feels like she's trying to soft break up.
Yeah. What if something happened on the trip? It's like she's not communicating. Is she not communicating something to him? Is he oblivious to the relationship not being well? Did they have a horrible trip? Did he not pick up on that? Is he just paying for everything and he doesn't get all the other stuff's missing? I have so many questions.
Was she conning him the whole time and she was just dating him to get a trip to France?
Well. What if she never comes back? She just moves to France.
So I'm sorry, but all I know is that if she's trying to stay some extra time, she's going to need to find a new garçon to pay for that trip back, because it ain't going to be me.
Is AJ the jerk for leaving his girlfriend in France?
I want to say he's jumping to conclusions. He's being the bad boyfriend. He kind
of
being petitious and left her. Sure, I'd love to say
you're a jerk. As old school as it is, a lot of men would never leave their girl in another country, even if they said, I'm staying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, she doesn't want to stay with him.
They wouldn't just leave.
That's the problem, though. She doesn't want to stay with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Dog, this is so weird.
It is weird, right? Is he the jerk for leaving her in France? We're going to talk to you next. 414-533-1037.
We be all loving on me, baby.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
AJ left his girlfriend in France, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for leaving her there with no way home because he paid for their tickets, and then she decided she wanted to stay for a little bit after the two-week trip and find herself.
Ha, ha, ha. Is AJ le jerk?
I don't know. Bonjour, Bernadette in Heartland. That's hello.
Hi.
Morning, Bernadette.
Hi, Bernadette. Good morning. Do you think AJ's a jerk for leaving her in France?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I think... it's really commendable that this guy weighs so heavily on his heart, that he's such a man to actually have it weigh so heavily on his heart.
Hmm.
But she obviously was planning something the whole time.
Mm.
And she's a grown adult.
Whew, adult. This little hussy. We're talking about her because we all don't like
you
her.
You lint liquor.
I mean, no, I think what just kind of bugs me is that she's a grown adult.
Yeah.
She can pay her own way. She shouldn't have to rely on somebody else so that she can find herself. She's not 16 years old being left in a country.
Right.
She's
right.
an adult, a woman, that obviously kind of had this premeditatively planned the whole time.
I hear
and
that.
So I don't know what the deal was between them. I don't know if he was mean to her, if she was mean to her. It really doesn't even matter at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... she's an adult. If that's what she wants to do, she should pay for it herself.
Honestly, it feels like she used him, because otherwise just go home on the flight to France and then find yourself.
Find yourself
at
home.
And then figure it out, girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's your significant other. It's not your daddy taking care of you.
Did she meet someone in France? What happened? Something weird is going on here.
What garçon got you out here wondering about your guy?
That's why I thought they got in a fight or something, and she's just not communicating well and saying, hey, I need time or space.
Feels like AJ left some details out, but that's just me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, Bernadette agreed. Kicks it off, says, not the jerk.
Thanks, Bernadette.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
Rihanna is in West Bend. Hey, girl.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Are you going to say, is AJ the jerk for leaving his girlfriend in France?
Oh, definitely not. He is not the jerk. She just said, it was definitely premeditated. There's no way that she didn't plan this out before they even went on the trip. And she spent that whole 2 weeks before she decided that she was going to tell him that she's going to stay.
Plotting.
So she was just trying to milk him.
Dude, somebody said you want to find yourself. Well, find your own wallet then.
Ooh. I mean, think about it. Did he not realize something was up when they were gone for 2 weeks and she packed for three?
Well, and maybe that's why, you know, that you should have seen the red flag when you paid for the whole 2 week trip with a partner of yours that, you know what I mean? There's no reason you can't both.
I mean, just because you make more money doesn't mean you have to pay for the whole trip.
It shows that already an imbalance.
But we don't know their relationship. Mm-hmm. We don't know how they do things. Maybe their 50-50 is different than ours, right?
Sure.
But right now, we're 2-for-2 saying AJ's not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Thank you for calling Rihanna. Have a good day.
All right. You too, bye.
Megan's in Sheboygan. People are going off on this woman in the texts. They are mad. They do not like her at all. Let me tell you. Oh, did we lose Megan?
I think we might have lost one.
Well, we could randomly take another one. Why not? I'm reading the text right now. It says, can't assume that this was pre-planned, but yeah, the money is what makes it ugly.
Isn't it?
Somebody else said, this is giving me Along with Polly vibes.
Like the movie?
Yeah. Somebody said, not the jerk. She's an adult. She wants to say she can pay for herself. Look at it. Let's take line one.
All right, let's do it.
Because I'm crazy like that. Good morning, Kiss FM. What's your name?
This is Bryce.
Oh, Bryce. Morning, Bryce. Bryce. Jerk or not the jerk for leaving your girlfriend in Italy? Go.
I think she's a jerk.
Enough said. Jerk.
Yeah. She's the jerk?
Why does it sound like you're on a karaoke machine right now?
I'm sorry, because I have an Alexa. Alexa, stop. Sorry. I meant to say he's not the jerk.
There we go. Okay.
There you go, Bryce.
And
nice.
Real quick, I hope you don't mind, before I hang up with you, is it okay? Because I have a hard time remembering phone numbers because I have a disability. I'm blind. Could I add your number to my contacts real quick?
Anytime.
You better save us.
If I'm not in your contacts, I have a problem with that, okay, Bryce?
You gotta lock us in, Bryce.
Hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to talk to you off the air, and we're going to get you all hooked up with the phone number. Don't go anywhere, Bryce. And look at that. We're giving our digits out right here live on the air. Hold on, Bryce.
Perfect. Hold on. I love it. He said, I need to lock you guys in, like everybody should be doing.
Duh.
Not just
and
Bryce.
You should be on the Odyssey app or the Alexa like Bryce. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. I think we all can agree that he's not the jerk today.
No,
is that fair as I'm reading the text?
Clean sweep, not the jerk, AJ.
Not the jerk at all. Okay, well, there you go. Have a great day. Go argue on Facebook about it. That's all I want to say about that. Kiss FM. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I have never been so mad in my own car as I was at a stoplight.
What happened?
I was on Greenfield and Highway 100, DZ, and all of a sudden my kids were in the car with me because we had just come from doggy day in the Deer District last Saturday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there we are, and all of a sudden I smell smoke. And I'm like...
Like a fire?
No, like cigarette or cigar smoke.
Oh.
And the windows are up because it was really warm on Sunday and we had the air on in the car.
Sure.
Or Saturday, rather. Saturday. It was really warm during doggy day.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, Owen's in the front seat, Hudson's in the back, and I go, what is that smell?
Y'all smell that?
And they go, ooh. And I go, is that smoke? And they're like, yeah. And I go, where's it coming from?
Which, Hudson, you in the back smoking?
Hudson, put the cigarette out now. I'm like, where is the smoke coming from? All the windows are up. This is, and it reeks. And it, and the smell of smoke really grosses me out now, well, right?
Right, now that you don't
now
smoke
that
anymore.
I haven't smoked, and I haven't smoked in a while now. So I'm like, ugh. And I'm like, what the heck? So I look at the car to my left, and I'm like, are they smoking? No. Look to the car to my right. No, and that's a long stoplight, Greenfield and Highway. If you know it, in West
light.
Dallas,
it's a long.
So
light.
I'm sitting there going, if this light doesn't turn, and because all I smell is smoke, and all of a sudden I look in front of me, and I see this man. He's got his arm hanging out of his car. He's got a car like our boss. One of those. What's that?
Oh, he got the little Chrysler.
He got the Chrysler. He's got the arm hanging out, a big cigar. And I'm like, ugh.
Fat old stogie just rolling.
It's the cigar smoke. And it is somehow getting into our car. Is it through the air vent?
It's always the air vent.
It was insane how strong and how it just penetrated my whole car. And I couldn't roll the windows down.
It'll make it worse.
Because he's smoking outside. And then if I have him up, I felt trapped and claustrophobic, and I started freaking out because now I'm stuck at the light. I can't move my car, and it reeks. And if I roll the windows down, it's going to get worse.
Oh yeah, because then you let the smoke trapped. In the car.
We're literally trapped. And I wanted to roll the window down and go, "Yo, first of all, who the hell smokes a cigar in a car, you sicko?" And two,
oh, he's a smoker.
That's gross. First of all, I thought cigars were for fun on the side once in a while. No. I didn't know we were doing it in a car. On top of that,
I guarantee you, Big Dog talks ooh. Like this, no question.
And they are so smelly.
Mm. Oh,
they
yeah.
don't, the cigar smoke is just different.
It's not
you
like,
know it's different.
It's not
gross.
Like, let's call it a cigarette. Like,
can't get it out.
No, cigars are pungent. And the fact, ugh. When it's not your cigar,
it's even worse.
And when it's in the car, ugh. That's 10 times worse. You had to have been downwind. And obviously the air being on didn't help because now it's just pumping it all in through your air filtration system, coming in through the front grill of the car.
It. I couldn't it's gross. Stop it.
Oh, then your car smells like cigar for a day.
And I told the kids, I go, even if I turned the air off right now at this moment, we're still stuck in the smell. Like, yeah. There's nowhere to run.
No, oh no, the smell's
nowhere.
It's in. The smell
is
in. I was
so upset. And then Owen's in the front seat going, where? I don't see it. Because he was on the driver's side. Sure. I go, you can't see the guy's hand right now, but his arm is out the window with a cigar, and all of that smoke is coming directly into our air vent right now. And I'm losing my mind.
He said, I see a Cuban a couple cars ahead, bro. A little fat stogie up there going crazy.
It was
crazy.
The longest light of my life, DC.
Nah, smell.
What other smells?
Smells in cars is the absolute worst. So y'all know we stay in Bayview, my wife and I, right?
Yeah.
Anytime I've had to hit 794, it doesn't matter whether I'm going north or whether I'm going south. I usually end up holding my breath going on the Hone Bridge.
Been there.
Because the water filtration plant is right there.
And it reeks when you get there.
And the allorgamide or whatever it is, galorgamide, well, I don't know what it's called, but they said it's not poop, it's allorgamide. Blah, blah, blah. It's,
right.
It smells like poop.
I don't care. Well, and cigar's not poop. It smells like poop.
It smells like
it
poop.
It might as well be poop. That's how I feel about a cigar.
The absolute worst smell that just comes in through the air filtration system. Same thing. You can't open the window because it'll make it worse.
That's right.
I mean, you're
it's
not
a nightmare.
You're not avoiding it because the smell's already in your car, and then you just got to breathe through it. I end up planning to take a nice full deep breath, and then trying to get through the bridge.
Well, the thing is, if I had held my breath, I would have been dead because that's how long the light took, and I couldn't. I was struggling. Somebody texted in and said, there's a button in your vehicle with a car on it. It has a rotating arrow. If that is off, your air pumps from outside. I totally know the right. air, whether you want the air circulating inside or out. I'm well aware of what that button does. And at that point, it didn't matter because the smoke was in the car, you guys. That's what I'm getting at.
The mistake was made.
There was no way to get the smoke out. Like, we were stuck. Whether right. I circulated it inside, whether I circulated it out,
right.
we were screwed until I got away from that guy's car.
And you need to circulate air from outside. Mm-hmm. You can't keep breathing in the same air. Like, it's selective times to use that button, not all the time. Y'all are missing the point.
Missing the point.
The point is we had terrible smells inside the car.
So that plant on 794, I've never had that experience where the smoke penetrated that hard into my car. That was wild.
No, that's nasty.
That was wild. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys had to smell in your car? I'm surprised nobody said skunk yet.
Worst smells to smell in a car.
Where you can't get out. Oh, somebody wrote in and said, I'm with you on that, DZ. I passed through that on the daily with my kids.
It hurts your soul.
And they said, barf.
It's gross. No, it's gross. Nasty car smells. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if it's your smell, your car.
part.
Yeah, but what has come in the vent?
Ugh.
I've never experienced something this intense, I should say.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Boo thing. So I don't give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh.
Talking about how I was at a stoplight with my kids and somebody's cigar got into our car through the air filter and I lost my mind. I felt so trapped until that light changed. So we asked you, what are some of the smells? And people are texting in some really funny things that I can't read about their personal time.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said the skunk smell, especially
a fresh
Nicki
skunk?
Minaj this weekend. Oh. That's every concert. Come on. What do you want?
Yeah, it was a skunk for sure.
Wait till Summerfest comes around. Look out. Let's go to our boy Teddy. He's in Muskego this morning.
Teddy,
our regular
morning,
Teddy.
Teddy,
morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Teddy.
You only call in around 6:30. It's such a delight to hear your voice right now.
I know. I've been busy.
I get it, man. You know, grinding, man.
People listen later in the show. They don't know who the hell you are.
Teddy's our boat guy.
Random guy.
He's our boat guy.
Teddy, we're talking about smells. Do you have one that you can't get out of your car or that drives you nuts?
That I have had in my car. A wetsuit after ski practice that you leave in a hot car all summer day.
Because Teddy does water skiing at Little Muskego. He's one of these water skiers that puts on these shows.
Gets all musty.
Mm-hmm.
Smelling like a musky.
Lake water that rots in your car is, I think, one of the worst things ever.
I've done that. Listen, I left my shoulder pads in my car once for football. Oh, worst decision of my life. Worst decision
nasty.
Of my life. Oh, terrible. It was a hot day, too. That's bad. Teddy got it with that one. Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said the brewery smell. Yes. If you go into a brewery at the wrong time, it makes me sick.
Really?
There's some kind of smell. It's only certain ones.
Is it the yeast?
I don't know. It might be the yeast. I've gone in and gone, ugh, what is that? We're brewing beer. That's not always. And it's only specific breweries that shall remain nameless.
Never had that happen. We're talking smells. Teddy.
All right, Teddy. Thanks for calling, bud. We'll talk
Have
to you
great
later.
Day.
You too, fam. Always good to hear from you.
We got to go see him when he water skis this summer.
Oh, guaranteed.
I really want to see
him. Oh, no, that's without a question. Yes.
Allie's in Tosa. Let's go to her next. Good morning, Allie.
Morning.
Hey.
We're talking nasty smells.
I've got a story here.
Oh,
go share.
On. We've got time.
I'm 8 months pregnant. I am driving my car, and my ex-husband got sick in my car. He threw up all over the front of my car.
No.
So I'm pregnant, and I'm already sensitive to the smell of vomit. Start throwing up with him. All the car.
Now everybody's yakking.
Everybody's sick now. Oh.
No.
How many times did you get the car detailed?
Oh my God, it took almost 6 months of me getting the car cleaned out on a weekly basis.
Yep, I believe it.
Before that smell was fully gone.
You got to trade it in, Allie. I don't know what to tell you. Gotta let it go.
Just get rid of it. Throw the whole thing away.
That car and that man are both long gone. But
car and that man.
She said, I'm throwing the husband away. I don't need this guy.
So never again. What's wrong with you?
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for sharing that disgusting story, Allie. Have
that
a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Somebody texted in cat pee.
Ew.
I don't have a cat, so I don't know anything about that.
But in your car? How you get cat pee in your car?
That's actually a really... Now they're just sending in random smells. Stacy's in Sheboygan. Let's go to her. Hi, Stacy.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what are we talking? Nasty smells that you got in your car. What was it?
Well, so in my car, I have 3 kids, so I always smell funky old feet.
Mm-hmm. Feet smell. My kids'
also,
feet reek.
Corn chips.
Yep. Yeah. And one other thing that makes me really sick. So going west on 23, I passed by a dairy going to Plymouth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
The
that
cow smells.
Sticks
the
with
cow?
You.
Ooh, Jesus.
It does
she's
stick
not
with
wrong.
You.
Being at Lakeland, you would sometimes catch a whiff of the manure field when you out at practice. Ooh, that was a good old Sheboygan living, baby. I'll tell you that.
Somebody texted in and said, I wish I could hold my breath while I drive through the whole state of Indiana.
Ah!
That's nasty.
Especially going into playoffs.
You're right about that. Fair enough. All right. Thanks for calling, Stacey. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Julie last but not least. She's also in Sheboygan. We're talking nasty smells in your car because somehow a cigar got the whole smell into my car from the guy in front of me smoking. Ugh, gross. Disgusting.
Morning, Julie.
Hey, girl.
You smell like cows.
Yep. No, just like Stacey, I have three kids, so my minivan always reeks, and I'm never sure why. But there was one day where I was like, you guys, there's a smell. I can't find it. What is happening? My 11-year-old, the oldest, she goes, oh, yeah, it might be this. She goes to the sleeve in the back of the minivan.
No.
You know, the sleeve.
Yeah.
She pulls out a Taco Bell hard shell taco.
No.
She goes, I was saving this. I go, you mean from when we went to Taco Bell 9 days ago?
The 11-year-old thought they were going to eat a taco when they felt like it?
Oh, yeah.
Have kids,
you know, I was saving this for later.
Just when you think
days.
Your kids are becoming independent and have brains, you're like, what the hell's wrong with you?
They prove you wrong every
Why
time.
Why did you think this was okay?
She saved the taco for 9 days.
Well, she forgot about it.
Thank God, you know, because she'd be in the hospital with a bacterial infection had she eaten it. That's disgusting. Wow, that's really funny. Though.
I don't know if Julie wins or not. I think Julie might win.
Yeah, it was so funny. She just plucks it out of the envelope and the little sweep, plucks out, throws it away. Like, it was just like, oh, yeah, no big deal. I'm like, that has been stinking.
I hope it was a Supreme taco, so that sour cream and really added all the nasty.
It was a regular, but it was still nasty.
Julie's kid said, oh, yeah, my taco from last month.
Let's pass that one around.
Oh, dear. You take the cake, Julie. We appreciate
and
your
Julie,
call.
Clean Thank out your you. Car once in a while.
Hey, you know, if you don't know about it, what am I, you know, what is that?
Julie, I'm giving you nonsense. I never clean my car out. I have one to talk.
Listen,
trust me.
After that, it's a chore for the 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. Okay? They clean the car out now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you guys tell her that. Thank you. They're going to die that I'm on the air. They're going to die.
Well, so. You can always play it back on the Odyssey app for her later and say, here you go, Allie and DZ said you have a new chore, cleaning out the car.
Mm-hmm. Then call back and we'll tell her face to face.
Yep. You're welcome.
She might kill me now that I told this story to everyone who listens to you. So maybe I'm going to keep this to myself.
It is embarrassing that you were trying to eat a 9-day-old taco. Just saying.
Yep. For sure.
Bye, Julie.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. And that's just how we do it. And I'm going to let this ride. B.O.B. And Bruno Mars.
Ah, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and we're talking about bad car smells. We got to get to Jeff this morning. Jeff's been waiting patiently in Muskego because I went off about, you know, how somebody smoking a cigar, how it got into my car at a stoplight, and it was making me crazy.
Not fun.
Oh, it was. I felt trapped, Jeff. I felt like I couldn't move.
And that's how I feel going down 794 crossing the water filtration plant because it just smells like poop.
It's gross.
Every time.
It's
nasty. Gross. Nasty.
What did you get in your car, Jeff?
Well, back when I was California dreaming, I went and got some groceries, and we ended up leaving a gallon of milk in the trunk. What? I didn't realize for a couple days, and that putrid smell that comes out, I had it seeping down into my spare tire area, and it was just a big, it was nasty.
Listen,
so, cleaning up crusted milk out of my car, yeah.
Wait, Jeff, did it explode, though? Because, the buildup of gas inside of a milk jug, especially in a hot car, ugh.
Yeah, well, it expands as it warms up, so, yeah, right. It definitely exploded everywhere. So, my whole trunk, it took weeks to get that smell
it
out.
Exploded? I knew it.
That's
disgusting.
I would have burned the car down. It would have been a wrap.
I guess I've never
realized it
was what?
It was a thought, but I definitely didn't burn it.
It was a thought. He was like, listen, the insurance wasn't high enough on it, though.
Can you imagine? The police find a car on fire, and they're like, nobody's hurt.
Nobody's hurt.
It just stinks. So we burned the whole thing up.
Jeff is standing by like, no, everybody's fine. There's just, I let milk in the back for about a week, so, you know, I had to burn the car down. Yeah, my bad.
I burned the whole thing.
We don't realize at first. I mean, it's in the truck, so you start smelling the terrible smell.
And that's one of those smells you can't cut. It's hard to come back from.
Jeff grabbed the milk and egg. Jeff grabbed the bread and eggs, left the milk.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah.
I did that the other day, but it was only for an hour. And then I went, you have groceries in the trunk. Like, I went in the house and I went, wait, go get the groceries. Because I had done so many other things after the grocery store.
If only Jeff had you.
Well, no, not really.
Gotta have the memory.
Oh, God.
Hey, thanks for calling, Jeff. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Bye.
The
milk.
Ooh. The milk is the worst. Kate's in Cudahy this morning. Let's talk to her. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm How are you?
Well, we're doing good.
Better now that I'm not trapped in my car.
And we're not the only ones.
I just got done dropping my kids off, so I'm still in the car.
And it still smells, right? Like them.
Because the kids.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. It still stinks.
What's the smell that you encountered or couldn't get rid of in your car?
Okay, so I just bought my vehicle back in December. Okay. And shortly after, I went grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. And you know, like the deli meat salami?
Yeah.
So I bought a package of that. And mind you, my car has a third row seat. So, digging deep in the trenches, you know. So I brought in all my groceries and I couldn't find the package of salami. I was like, oh, maybe I just left it at the store.
Must have left it at the store.
Bummer. I'd be real mad if I left my salami at the store, and I buy it every time. I'm just saying.
Especially deli salami.
I'm all about salami.
That's that fresh salami. That's good salami. But no, you're like, I left it at the store, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know. So fast forward to about a week ago, my ex-husband needed to use my car, and I was okay with that. And he texted me, he's like, your car smells really bad. And I'm like, maybe the kids left something back there. I'll clean up the car later.
I'd be like, not my problem.
The entire car. Mm-hmm. So I cleaned out the entire car and I still couldn't find the smell. And mind you, it smells really bad.
Really?
So I'm like, well, okay, let me check underneath the seats. Underneath, like, the captain chairs was the bake of old salami.
How many days had the salami been in there at this point?
You mean months?
What? You went months with that smell?
No, I'm nose blind, so.
She's nose blind. She didn't know.
Kate.
Are you that nose blind?
Stop it right now, Kate. Are you joking me? Nobody else noticed the smell? Nobody? Nobody?
No. Nobody.
Kate just thought it was the kids, honestly. She was like, bro, y'all are smelling terrible now.
She's so used to how much they stink.
So funky.
Honestly, they are. They are a disservice.
She said, do you mean months?
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. So, in conclusion, milk and salami. I think they win today, these two.
Oh, milk and salami definitely take the cake.
Because cigar smoke, I just moved on with my life and got it out of the car.
Anybody else going to clean their car today?
call and help Kate right here. She needs some help. Thanks, Kate.
Taking the dog for a walk? Yeah.
Right now. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Make sure you go try to win those Bucks playoffs tickets right now on our website, 1037kissfm.com. We got to pair up for grabs for Sunday's game.
Good luck.
It's exciting.
Very exciting.
So I have to tell you a story about how old school my parents are. And I just know you're going to actually think this isn't that weird, DZ, because I know you and you're old school in some weird way.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, I call it anxiety. You can call it old school. I'm calling it anxiety at this point.
Okay.
This guy.
How old's your pops again?
82. 80?
Okay.
Still doesn't trust a soul. Didn't trust a soul when he was 42 either.
He ain't going to trust it at 82, I'll tell you that.
So you know how old people are. Just imagine. Especially with technology. My mom is always at the doctor because she had a brain tumor. And I've talked about this a little bit on the air. So she's always going back and forth. And they're 80, so they're always going to the doctor.
Yeah.
And they needed something for my mom that because there's so many doctors involved, she needed one paper from one doctor to be sent to the other doctor. Like one specialist needed the other doctor.
They had to talk.
They had to all talk. Or they needed and they also needed like an MRI. They needed all these documents.
They had to paint the picture of her chart, basically.
And like anyone in a normal 2024 time, you would just get on either my chart or email.
Mm-hmm.
There's 1,000 ways you could send them in 30 seconds or less.
True.
You can find every document you need.
Very true.
Well, my father did not trust anyone at the doctor to email anything. He did not trust any kind of my chart app. Nope. They were not going to get those documents there, DZ. It was impossible. Email was going to break, I guess. My dad.
The world was going to burn. The internet was going to crash.
My dad put my mom in the car uh-huh. to which I told her I would have not gone. I would have been like, go do it yourself. Drove her around to every doctor where they walked in and got the paper they needed and then went back to the car and then went to the next doctor and got that physical paper and then drove all the way to the third doctor to give him all the papers. And I went, are you serious?
So they went to three different doctor's offices
at least
to pick up papers?
To pick up papers, because my dad did not trust that someone could email it over in 30 seconds or less. No, they weren't going to get it. It wasn't. It was not going to get there.
He wanted to make sure he had it in hand because he's that untrusting.
As if I don't have enough trust issues. This is the kind of garbage I grew up with, right? That's crazy. This is crazy right now. I mean, this is now we're in crazy land that we think they cannot handle it and we will not let them email anything because it just won't happen.
You know, though,
it's a real control issue, as you can see as I'm telling this story.
It's
a control thing.
And as I'm hearing it, it is a control
thing. It's a total control thing.
It's not even about the technology of like, no, I don't trust it. No, it's like you it's physically want them to hand you something.
He's got some undiagnosed control issues.
Sure,
we all do
sure,
in this family. I'm
sure.
just saying.
And in his 80s,
you know,
like,
it's even worse.
He's about to go get diagnosed now.
And like, it's even worse.
But at the same time, dog,
you would do this. DZ,
maybe not with the my chart. Mm-hmm. Maybe not with the like the doctor stuff because it is so easy.
You see it right in front of you.
Right. But
what? Knock it off.
To come in devil's advocate, you know, and holding your dad down. I do this with certain things.
Okay,
Certain bills, I'd prefer to get a bill statement. I prefer to my bank. I'd still rather get my bank statements in the mail.
You want a paper statement from your bank, even though it's all online?
Yeah.
Every transaction's right in front of you,
mm-hmm.
right there for you to see it. I can get on my bank and tell you everything I bought yesterday.
You can doctor that information when you see it online. People can change. Hacks can happen.
They're changing it.
You never know. And I mean, I'm just throwing random thoughts out there.
You're but not like, alone. A lot of people do. A lot of people balance their account still by hand
to make sure that it's accurate.
I don't get it, but they do it.
Just to not, they don't trust the system, mm-hmm. basically. But then, for example, my W-2, I opt out of getting my digital W-2. I always select send me a paper copy. I want all of my tax documentation.
They have to send you a paper one though. Could be wrong.
Not technically. Not technically. Because now if you got
now you can do paperless.
If you got paperless, you can do the PDF.
But wait,
our company
why do you
does
think
paperless.
They're just going to send you the same one that's online? You know that, right? So what's the difference?
The difference is that I am more comfortable having the paper copy in hand. It's one of those like ingrained things. Speaking about being old school, it's one of those ingrained things that I don't think is going to change about me. I very much so will love to jump on the new trends of things.
You're not going
to
evolve, and you're only 30. Give me a break.
I don't think
give
I'm
me a
evolving
break.
From
Come
this
on,
one, man.
Yes, you can.
I'm locked in. I prefer the paper copy, and I don't want the digital.
What are you going to do when they don't give you the paper when that's gone? Because you know, at some point, they're going to stop giving you that option, and when because of you know paperless and
then
all
I'll
that.
Print it out myself.
There, and it'll be the same one. You just solved your own problem.
That's it. I'm going to still print it.
You just print it and you have the paper.
You know, because
you probably would have one of those bins in your house with all your bills for years, right?
I do.
I knew it.
I do.
Come on.
Yes.
Still
to this day.
I used to, but now technology. I don't have any of that stuff.
I don't necessarily trust the tech around us. Let's just say a fallout happens, right? Crazy world. Tech goes down. Internet doesn't exist anymore. I've got my documentation.
Oh, Lord. Now you're in a bunker somewhere.
Yeah.
You went far there.
Yeah.
That was a stretch.
We stretch sometimes. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Somebody said you got to rely on yourself. Many of these doctor's offices suck in following through with things. Go Pops. It's called a phone call. They don't send it. I call back and I go, did you send it? And then they send it. Come on, people.
The number of times documents get lost. I'm not with your dad saying he doesn't necessarily trust the
system.
When
was the last time you had a document lost? I can't think of the last time I had a document lost.
Because
I can go find it online.
My wife's brain scans didn't get translated from one hospital to the other. We had to physically grab
the
copies.
What the hell she get a brain scan for?
She has a Chiari malformation.
Oh
her brain is smaller. Her cranium is smaller than her brain. And she got big brain energy. Right? So she had to get brain scans throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like 5-6 years ago, we got scans at one hospital. They never put it in her chart. Thankfully, we had the hard copies. We had the copies because the hospitals didn't. And all those scans would have been
possible?
Missing. Exactly.
Weird.
You wanted an example, dog? In the whole past year, it just happened.
Weird.
Us.
And they had, so wait, how did you find, wait, so wait. You found the scans, though.
I had the scans because
you had them
because
they had the original.
They didn't have the original. I had the copy duplicates they gave us along with the DVD imaging. So had it not been for me keeping all my stuff in that little bin, we wouldn't have had it.
Right. Somebody said it's the Latino NSTZ. We don't trust the machines. No, it's the old school in you guys. It's not Latino. My dad's not Latino. It's the old school in you guys. Knock it off.
Your pops might be Dominican.
It's old school. I've talked to you about this somewhat. This is interesting, though.
But the not changing is Latino, for sure. The fact that I'm 30 and then locked in and going, nope, 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 that's Latino for sure. Mm-hmm. No question.
Yes. Bella said, you can join me in the bunker, DZ.
Thank you. Thank you, Bella.
Somebody said, I'm a physician, and I think that paperwork just get lost or requests. Do you get... Okay, this makes no sense. Whoever texted this, and I'm not even going to finish reading it.
Requests get missed.
Because I can't read it.
Or documents get lost. That's kind of what it sounds like.
I don't know. It's all disjointed, like. Whatever they wrote in. But, so I can't read it. Somebody said, we are old school.
Yeah, we're old school.
You're not the only ones. I mean, seriously. There's a lot of people who won't evolve over to the tech side and will drive to three doctors like my dad because they don't trust someone to email a document in 5 seconds. I cannot.
My hand's up.
Are you old school or new school? That's what we're talking about. 414-533-1037.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said, my boyfriend Kevin's old school. He pays bills by check and mail whenever he can. Knock it off.
Whoa. He said, listen, y'all gonna wait to take my money.
She said, I do everything online. You know what, Natalie, girl, let me tell you something. I was talking to my sister on the phone and I said, I gotta pay this stupid water bill. And she goes, why don't you pay it online? And I go, I can't. I have to drive a check up to the city hall like I'm living in 1955.
And she goes, still have to?
Unless something changed and I'm unaware of it.
Can you pay over the phone with a credit card?
I don't know. That's $250, even worse.
For the $250 convenience fee?
I don't know. She went, what? The new school in me lost my mind.
That
I have to write a check to the water department. Get a life.
Allie got the ick having to write a check.
Of course. Every time I got to write a check, it gives me the ick. Let's go. We're talking about, are you new school or are you old school? Julie's calling this morning in Oak Creek. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, somebody texted in saying, I'm old school. I miss being outside till the streetlights came on.
Big facts.
Fair enough. Julie, you old school or new school?
I don't know which way Julie would go.
I don't either. I think old.
A little of both.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I pay all of my bills online. Like, okay. Pay all of them online. I don't want to have to worry about it. I do auto pay. I set it up in my bank if they don't have auto pay. But there are certain things where I want, like there's a specific retailer, I won't say who it is, but for whatever reason, their emailed statements to me would mysteriously not be sent, but they would show it as sent on their end. So then they were constantly charging me late fees because I wasn't getting the bill, and I didn't know I had a balance.
I've done that where I marked paperless like a dummy. Didn't know I had a bill.
Don't think about it.
And they're like, oh, so, you never got the bill. I'm like, I never got the bill.
Yeah. So now that particular retailer, I make them send me paper copies.
Just to make sure that they're on top of the ball. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure I'm getting it, and that way they're not getting their late fees because I detest late fees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would suck. Somebody texted in, thank goodness my mom asked for paper bills and statements because when she passed suddenly, I could not get into her computer or electronic accounts for bills, balances, etc. You know where your stuff is and no one else does, which seems great until you suddenly die.
No, didn't leave your password for anybody. I didn't think about that. That's a dark spin, but a good one.
Nice. All right. So Julie's a little bit of both.
Yep. And I understand
because she
why.
Had a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
appreciate
fair.
Appreciate your call, Julie.
Bye, Julie.
Bye.
Somebody said you can pay your water bill online. You just have to pay a fee for the credit card. Well, that's progress.
I guess. It's called a processing fee, Allie, not progress. Dude, it's a process.
You're right. Somebody wrote in about having AOL. Stop it, you guys. My mom still has an AOL. Well, and I don't judge her for that.
We old school for real.
For real.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.